Blog Talk Radio.
Got 25 lighters on the dresser.
Hey, what y'all watch?
You watching your video, Dan?
Oh, really?
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DM back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles to get us like a billion, 25 Bibles. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized a classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God to repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved.
Love it, man.
Represent PA, trying to point you to the good book. Trying to tell the hoods in the hood, it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said, try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop, man, gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop, man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Just to get saved.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the south, so real.
All right, 25 Bibles, y'all. He said, I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Wow. I'm telling you, we definitely going to get him back on the radio as well. That was our brother, DJ DMD, and 25 Bibles. He was known doing a circular song called 25 Lighters. So we just thank God for that great song, that great intro. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we thank God for this great evening. We were on earlier today featuring a great mix by our dear brother DJ P-Dawg. And so tonight we are back. I told y'all we're starting up our Gangbangers for Christ movement. And we just started this week, okay, this week. And twice a week we're going to be having some great people calling in twice a week. And we're going to be having our other shows too, but I'm talking about like our evening shows, because a lot of you know that I'm on in the daytime. I'm on in the mornings. And in the evenings, I'm only on certain times. But I said we're going to start something different. So at least twice a week in the evenings, we're going to be doing these shows here with our brothers and sisters around the world sharing testimony about their life. Some of them have great testimonies how they were, you know, into the drug selling, the gang banging, and different other things that, you know, they had encounters in. And so we're just so grateful that we are getting started. This is our first week. You know, we've been doing a lot of interviews, but not like this, not how this is going to be taking off. So we have this week sold up, and we got next week sold up already with, you know, guests that are going to be on. And so, like I said, we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. And we thank God for all of you all that are listening in right now all over the world. To all of those here in the USA, we want to say God bless you in the different states. You know, here in Detroit, those that are in Florida, those that are in Los Angeles, those that are in Atlanta, Alabama, you name it, all around in the different states, Chicago. We want to just say God bless you, those in Italy, in the UK, in Brazil, Australia, London, and all in the Caribbeans and Jamaica. We want to say God bless you tonight. We have a very great program. We want to give a shout-out to Amsterdam as well. Our brother DJ Fella Waves is listening in there. He's up late tonight. So we want to say God bless you, DJ. We thank God for you. I'm telling you, this is just an awesome show. I can't wait to get started right now. We have a great brother who I am glad to know. When I first talked with him and everything, I'm telling you, like I stated to y'all earlier, you know, he made me want to get up and say, what's going on? What's up? We bought it. Rick, this brother, when I say he amped up, he is amped. You know, seriously, he is amped to the utmost for Christ. And I thank God for him, you know, to been able to talk and share with him, you know, and it's just been awesome ever since, a great fellowship that we have. You know what I'm saying? How many people know that when God connects you, you know what I'm saying? When you get connected and you meet, it just seems like you've been knowing each other for a long time. Am I right about that? It's just like the bond is there. It's like you've been knowing each other for life, seriously. And we just thank God for that. So I'm going to shut up my mouth right now. We're going to introduce the man of the hour. A lot of y'all have seen his links that I've posted of his music and his pictures and everything. And so we thank God for this great man of God who's going to share a great, powerful testimony with you first. Okay, and right after his testimony, then we're going to go over into some of his music for tonight. And we pray that those of you that are listening in will be blessed by the testimony of this great man of God. And whatever you're going through on tonight, that, you know, answers will come, you know, to you, that you will know to go pray and seek God's face for whatever you need him to do. So in saying that, we have our brother. We're going to click him on right now, our gospel recording artist, hip-hop, however he wants to say it. We thank God for King General. God bless you. How are you, brother?
How you doing? I'm blessed. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Okay. So we thank God for you, you know, on this great evening. And right now, brother, I want you to just, you know, reintroduce yourself and let everybody know, you know, where you calling from.
First and foremost, let me say I'm King General, most definitely calling out of Orlando, Florida, sunny Orlando, Florida, the city beautiful, most definitely calling out of Florida.
Oh, okay. Well, that's awesome. Well, you know what? Just tease us over here in Detroit where it's cold.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing the news. I heard about that snow that's up there, too.
Oh, no. It ain't coming this way. That's what we people have been calling and saying, yeah, you know, they say it's coming east. I said, no, it's going to have to pass this way. We're going to have to send that back.
Well, I know for sure it ain't coming in Orlando, so I'm good up here. I'm down here. I'm straight down here. I'm good. I'm straight
all
down
right
here.
Now.
You know, I'm a St. Louisan. I'm a Missourian. I'm down here in Florida. I'm trying to get used to being a Floridian and not, you know, I ain't seen no snow in a little minute. So, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Well, when it come here, maybe we can see about sending it there.
No, I'm straight. Y'all keep that in Michigan where y'all at. I'm straight. I'm good. Don't sit in there. We good down there. I got on shorts and a T-shirt today. I'm good.
See y'all now. When I leave after the show, I might have to go out with boots and coats and hoodies on. But we thank God for you, King General. You know, I'm going to go ahead because, you know, I know we have some music that we're going to be playing on tonight. But before we do that, you know, I would like you to share your great, powerful, as I call it, it's powerful, testimony of, you know, the streets, you know, what you was involved in, you know, what happened in the past, what went on in your life, and, you know, and share about how did you come out of it, like what happened. So I'm going to go ahead and let you have the floor right now and talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I grew up like most of us, man, in this last hour. Most of us have grew up, man, as a fell victim to the streets. I'm from a neighborhood in St. Louis. Well, you know, it's a Crip neighborhood. We got a lot of gangs out there in St. Louis, man. I'm from a Crip neighborhood. I grew up, you know, with, you know, basically being introduced, you know, to the whole drug, selling drugs, you know, smoking weed, hanging out, you know, that's how I feel. At an early age, man, dropped out of school at the age of 14, thought that, you know, the streets was going to be my ticket. You know, living in
yeah.
I thought that hustling in the streets is going to be, you know, my way out of the streets. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of
yeah.
the thought that, you know, the delusion that I was under at the time when I was in my early teens, man. I mean, I grew up loving getting my education, loving school, but I started smoking weed, started selling weed, and then, you know, dropped out of school because I thought that the street life was, you know, the life that I was supposed to live. I mean, I grew up around it. My family, you know, they was into it. You know what I'm saying? It's all I was around. So I felt like that was the life I was supposed to live, you know, forget my dreams, forget, you know, and, you know, things that I want to do, forget having a family, being married, and, you know, I even wanted to be a preacher at the age of five, you know what I'm saying? So all that
yeah.
went out the window, and I felt like, you know, the street life or the project life or the gangster life was the life that I was supposed to live, you know what I'm saying? Because it was all that was around me. It was within my reach. It was like, ain't nothing else to do. Let me just get out here, you know what I'm saying, and thug it, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know, I started selling weed, started selling crack cocaine, and just, you know, done the whole little gang banging thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, then later on, later on down the line, as I got closer to, you know, being an adult in my later teenage years, I'm not really afraid to talk about my situation now, but I started hearing
yeah.
voices at the age of 18. I started hearing voices. Which led me to come back to God. You know what I'm saying? When these things started to transpire in my life, I felt like, you know, the only one that could help me was God. And I felt like
yeah.
He used that situation to bring me back to Him, to bring me out of the streets, to bring me out of that, you know, you know, the gangster life or the thug life to bring me out of that, to bring me back to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I came back to him. I was converted. At that time, I was doing secular rap music. Came, you know, converted my style, converted my music, converted my life over to him. I stopped hanging in the neighborhood. I got saved right in my grandmother's living room. You know, I called on the Lord that day. I called on the Lord at that moment, at that time, and from that moment where I made that decision to serve him, to lead the streets alone, lead, you know, the weed, the drugs alone, and, you know, when I made that decision and I literally cried out to him, literally called on him to just come into me, you know, and help me, you know what I'm saying, with what I was dealing with. From that time on, I started to study my scriptures. He began to speak to me, you know, in ways that I've been wanting him to speak to me my entire life. You know, I've always wanted to hear his voice. But when he started to speak to me, you know, it didn't take, you know, an altar call, or it didn't take anything like that. When I called on his name, he, you know, cried out to him with a sincere heart. You know, I believe at that moment I was saved. He began to move in me, began to speak to me, began to, you know, show me things, you know, as far as my calling, the future, you know, end time revelations, prophecy, things that's actually transpiring now, even in this end time, even in this last day, you know, he began to show me then. At that time and at that moment in my life, you know, I knew that my life was no longer my own. I knew that God had a plan for me. You know, like I always wanted to find out what his plan was. So from that day, from that moment on, I've been living for him. And, it's, you know, it's been beautiful, man, with the music and ministry and everything else, man, being able to preach the word, being able to do outreach, being able to just minister to souls and evangelize different states, different cities, and go to different places, man, and let the Lord use me. It's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. You know what? When you were saying how you was in your grandmother's living room, you know, and when you had got saved, you was at her house. You know what? I mean, like when you went over there, did you just like, was it an atmosphere? Was she praying and you just went on and surrendered, what happened?
The thing is, my mother, we had just got evicted out of the project. We just got evicted out of the project. My grandmother wasn't living anymore. She had passed on. The house was still, you know, her son was still there. So we had moved in her house. We had just got evicted from the project. We moved to her house. And that's, you know, I just went home, and, I mean, I began to just cry out to him, call on him right there in that living room. You know what I'm saying? There was nobody there with me, nobody around me. It was just me and him. And, you know, from that day forward, it's just been a transformation. I mean, you know, it's been a process. It's been a long journey, man. But I'm at a point to where, you know, I'm more mature in Christ. I'm more mature in the spirit, man. And I'm just excited about the things that the Lord is doing in my life, things that he, you know, about to do, you know, and being able to fulfill my calling before he comes back. That's my main focus, my main goal. You know, nothing else really really matters to me in the sense of, you know, worldly things or worldly possessions. You know, the only thing that matters to me is doing the will of God before he comes back, because that's the only thing going to matter when he comes back. You know what I'm saying? I got to stand before him.
That's right.
Most definitely.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's something. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, God is just awesome, you know, and it's something how, you know, back in the day we were doing different things and doing things that was contrary, you know what I'm saying, not wanting to be bothered, you know, with the move of God and all of that. But isn't it something that, you know, his mercy and his grace was upon us and he shielded us for a time like this. We didn't see what was going to happen in the future. We didn't know nothing about this, but he knew. And the good thing about it was, thank God he did not give up on us. You know what I'm saying? And to me, how does that make you feel to know that you were walking in sin and doing just all kind of things contrary, but yet his mercy and grace was upon you and you came out to who you are today? How does that make you feel?
I'm glad you asked that question. I'm very, very glad you asked that question. I'm humble. I'm in awe and I'm humble. You know what I'm saying? Like that. The only word that I can use to describe how I feel about, you know, the Lord showing His grace, showing His mercy, and just being there with me when I was out there in my mess, I'm humble. It makes me want to serve Him more. You know what I'm saying? It don't make me want to go. It makes me, you know, it makes me want to be like, Lord, you know, like, I owe You. You know what I'm saying? Like, I owe You. You know, You saved my life. You were there with me. You were still blessing me. You still, even when I was in my mess, You were showing Your grace. You were showing Your mercy in a time where You could have just outed me. You could have just done anything, you know, You wanted, you know, and judged me right then and there. But Your grace and Your mercy was there. So I'm humbled by that. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me, you know, want to do what He has called me to do more. It makes me want to serve Him even the more, man. So the only words that I can describe, which I think about it often, I think about, you know, God's grace that He's been had on me all these years, all the years of my life. I think about, you know, how I was younger and I wanted to live for Him and you know, things that, you know, I think about the shoulda, coulda, and wouldas as well, but, you know, things that, you know, I wanted to do for Him, how I wanted to live for Him, but I didn't know how, and how, you know, He spared me all those years and brought me back to Him. And then He gave me that opportunity and that chance that I've always wanted to live for Him, to hear from Him, to be used by Him. So I'm humble, man. I'm completely humble by, you know, Him showing His grace and showing His mercy. That's the only way that I can explain. I'm humble, man. Like period. Like I'm humble. You know what I'm saying? That's the only I wouldn't say that's the only word I can use, but that's most definitely the word that I use often, and what I think about it, it humbles me, man. It really humbles me, man. It humbles me to the point where, you know, I kind of want to break down in tears sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
How good He is, man, and you know how close He brought me to Him, and just His love for me, man, and His love in general, period, man. It humbles you. If His love alone doesn't make you want to get right and serve Him,
that's right.
Wrong with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, His love alone, man, and His mercy and His grace, just it humbles you. It makes you want to serve Him. You know what I'm saying? It makes you put you in that position to where you feel like, hey, you know, God, I owe You. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I not give You my life? How can I not serve You? You know what I'm saying? When I wasn't out there serving You, you know, You still spared me. You still love me. How can I not love You? It's just like being in a relationship and you married.
Yeah.
And you cheated on your spouse so many times. You lied to your spouse so many times. But yet your spouse always forgives you if you mess up. Always forgive you. Always, you know, love you. Always, you know, if that doesn't do something for you, man, then it's like, yo, I'ma appreciate you even the more, because when I messed up, You forgave me, You loved me, You didn't just up and leave me. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right. I would say it like this. You're doing your spouse wrong, but then, you know, you're in a time when you need somebody, and your spouse is the only one that's there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, you know, I've done you so wrong, but yet You still forgive me. You still love me. But now when I'm in need of somebody, nobody is there but You. You know what I'm saying? It humbles you to be like, I should appreciate you more than what I should treat you better than what I've been treating you, because I don't have nobody here with me but You. You know what I'm saying? And you here.
Yeah.
You love me. That's how God makes us feel, man. Like, that's how it makes you feel. It's like, yo, I've sinned against You. I've done this. I've done that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but You still love me, You forgave me, and now that I don't have nobody, You the only one here for me. And I can't believe that the person that I hurt my whole entire life more than I hurt anybody was You. You know, because I've been sitting up here, you know, living whatever way I want to live, and I've been grieving You and Your spirit. You know what I'm saying? It does something to me, man. So I'm definitely humble. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that, because I'm going to tell you something. I do cry when I think about it, because it's been many a times I look in the mirror. You know how you're getting dressed and you might look at yourself in the mirror, and I look and I say, God, especially when I go to the Christian club, you know, on Friday nights, it's been times where I was getting ready and you know what I'm saying, and I look at myself in the mirror and tears just start getting ready to fall. I get really emotional, and the thought be, God, who would have ever known that I will be doing what I'm doing in ministry today? Who would have ever known that on it was going to come a Friday night that I was going to go to a Christian light club sober, not drinking no yet. You see what I'm saying? Not smoking on the trees, not smoking on the cigarettes, not using profanity. You know what I'm saying? Who would have thought that I would go amongst the saints and just praise your name in this music? You know what I'm saying? I call it Jesus music.
Right.
You know, and to think back sometime, like you said, I would think back like how I slammed the door in his face. I threw him under the bus, so to speak, and just said, you know what? I believe in you and I love you, but I'll deal with you when I get old. Because I thought it was for old folks. But then yet with all that garbage that we were doing, and like you said, he shielded us. I could have been caught up in the drive-by. I could have been, you know, shot up at the bar, in the club, or, you know, outside in the parking lot. Life could have been taken many times being in the car with drunk drivers and high yourself, you know. But his mercy and grace, and like you said, it humbles you. And I'm just,
yes,
you know, it's just, oh, my God, it's just, it's mind-blowing. You know, a man of God, people laugh at me because I always say, you know, he put the hypnosis on me, and I became hypnotized, and I never came out of the hypnosis and don't want to come out of it. And some people laugh at me, you know, when I say that, but it's the truth. It's almost like, you know, you was just doing your thing, and then it's like you went to sleep and woke up, and boom, here we are, you know, in another lifestyle, something new. But I thank God for your life, man of God. I really do. I thank God for you and thank God for what he's still doing in you. You know what I'm saying? It's just an awesome thing, like you were saying. So how did you go about, like, in the time of your life after you accepted, you know, Christ in your life, how did you go about writing this great Jesus music? Because that's what I call it, Jesus, because it is. It's music giving thanks. You know, we're honoring the Lord in this music. So I wanted to know, how did you go about this? Like, how did you get started?
Like, to be honest, man, like, it took me a minute to battle to transition from the secular to the gospel. Like, because for a long time, I was still, you know, sitting, quote-unquote, secular, gangster, whatever way you want to put it. And I was mixing it with, you know, speaking of Christ, speaking of God. You know, I have how some people do it who really ain't doing, you know, doing it for real. Like, that's how I really started out. You know what I'm saying? I done songs that glorify God, but then I still have my songs about smoking weed. So I still was, you know, had my struggle with the weed and whatnot, you know. But I didn't want to be fake. The way I converted, when I converted, I didn't want to be fake about my lifestyle. I didn't want to be like, oh, still sitting secular music, but then be living, but I'd be in the church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even tired no more. Put up spitting these lyrics like I'm out here. But I'm in a church on Sunday. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to completely convert over, you know, to Christian music and to gospel music because that was the lifestyle that I chose to live. And I no longer chose to live in the streets no more. So, but it took me a minute to transition because I was in between trying to get it to the streets and minister to the streets, but I wanted the streets to relate to me. So what I was doing was in the gospel, but then I would go back and forth with, you know, maybe using you know, a cuss word here, saying nigga there, you know what I'm saying, or smoking weed, and, you know, so that my first album, that's what you get. But then as time went on and as I began to mature in the spirit and as I began to grow, I got less interested in trying to please man with my music and just completely pleasing God with my music. You know, I got less interested in trying to have the streets relate to me or trying to have the streets relate to me by relating to the streets to let them know, hey, I'm from the streets just like you is, but rather be able to do that, but do that in a way to where it's glorifying God and not so much as glorifying the street life or glorifying, you know, the world, rather. So, you know, I converted, like I said, I didn't want to be, you know, I wanted to write my music about my lifestyle. I didn't want to be, you know, fake with it. I wanted to actually let the people know this is my lifestyle now. That's where I come from, but this is where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? Rather than use where I came from in my music now as if I'm still living that life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be fake about it. So. And then it's also, you know, it's also my calling. It's also what the Lord had called me to do. So you know, I can't turn down what he calls me, you know?
Yeah. Amen. That's real talk now. That's real talk. Now, you know what? You got a song we're going to start off with. You know, it's King General, and I'm loving that song, and I love the video. I've been sharing the video and everything. Talk a little bit about that. It's King General and Make a Way, because those are the two songs that I'm going to start off with. It's King General and Make a Way. Talk a little bit about how did you go about writing those?
It's King General don't really have a real story behind it. It does, but it really don't. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of my music got stories behind it. You know, It's King General is one of those songs where I heard the beat, and it was a situation where a sister had hit me up on, I believe it was Google Plus or something like that, and she was like, "Hey, I heard your music. I like your music. I didn't know you do reggae." Now, this was before It's King General ever came out. This was way
okay.
long time ago. So I'm like, no, I don't do reggae. I do gospel. That's another King General. And
yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, what's the link to your music? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know, this is my music or whatnot. And I gave her a link. She hit me back. She's like, oh, I love your music, you know, da, 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 da. But she was looking for me. But she got the reggae guy instead. And then she hit me up and thought that I was the reggae guy who go by King General with. So when I heard the beat, and the beat is produced by Deco Productions, shout out to Deco Productions too, man, my big. But when I heard the beat, man, I fell in love, like right then and there. Like it was reggae, but I fell in love with it. And I'm like, the beat is hot. The beat is killer. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
hot. So, you know, the first thing that popped up in my head was the message that I got from the lady, from the sister who thought I did reggae. So that's kind of what the theme of the song is. You know, like it's King General, but I'm not that Jamaican King. So it's not really the theme of the song. It's kind of what I thought about, but it's not really the theme of the song. But you know, it's more like more, you know. You get that in that, but, you know, more of this King General is the one who preaches the gospel, not the other King General. He do the secular, you know, thing, reggae. So, yeah, that's kind of the little story behind this King General. Make a way is to the street, but it's more of minister to those who don't really understand the street life. Basically, it's letting people know, don't be so quick to judge those in the street. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not there. I don't like when people try to judge, you know, the street life, but never ever has, you know, never experienced it or don't really know what goes on. Like somebody not growing up in the project don't know how it is growing up in the project. Somebody who didn't grow up in the hood, they don't know how it is growing up in the hood. And even if they did live in the project, they probably wasn't engaging or probably wasn't around things that we were around growing up, so they didn't fall victim to it the way we did. So my thing is, you know, but basically, you know, it's a lot of Christians and believers that judge those in the street. Like, you know, I can't believe people, you know, actually live that lifestyle, da 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 da. And I'm not taking up the street life at all. I'm not taking
up
the street life at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm more the type, you know, you can't judge it if you ain't living that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't come from that environment, if you don't understand that all that's around you is the streets, all that's around you is the project, all that's around you is this thug life, your family there, your friends there, you don't know nothing else. It's the only thing you introduced to, you know. So I basically want to give a message, not to just to the streets, but also to the Christians who, you know, instead of judging the people and, you know, talking down on the lifestyle, why don't you go out there with the gospel and try
That's
to reach
right.
these people? Because me being from there, look, we ain't got that. We don't have, you know, preachers coming in the hood trying to preach to no Christian blood.
That's right.
Now we got it more because we got people like me that's going out to the streets trying to win them because we going back to where we came from to try to win them. But, you know, that's what Make a Way is about. You know, it's talking about how, and it also talks about how a lot of us in the street, that come from the street, we don't really want to be in the street, and we really looking for a way out the street. That's one thing that, that hip-hop music don't tell you. That's one thing that the media don't tell you. They don't tell you that it's cats out here in the street who really don't want to live that life, and that's all they know, and they really want a way out. They just have no opportunity to get now.
That's right.
Why I say, as far as preaching the gospel to them, that'd be the great, you know, a great thing to go do and preach the gospel to, because it's a lot of, I've met and led people to Christ who from the street, and they want to get out of the street life, but they didn't know how. They hadn't been introduced to God. Nobody walked up on them and tell them, bro, you could be saved right now if you want to be saved right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
that's
Make
right.
a Way is about. Make a Way is about the Lord actually making a way for, you know, these young people to get out of the street. You know what I'm saying? And then letting people know that in the churches who might judge the street, like, look, you can't judge it if you ain't lived it. And what you don't understand, what you don't know, is not all of us who come from there actually want to live that street life. It's the only thing we know. It's the only thing that we feel like we're good at, or we can do. It's the only thing that we feel like that's for us. So that's what Make a Way. That's what Make a Way really is about, and that's where that comes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm excited about playing it. So what I'm going to do, brother, I'm going to put you on hold. And what we're going to do is we're going to play Make a Way first. And then right after Make a Way, then we're going to play It's King General. And then we're going to come right back to you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, y'all. So y'all heard it. I thank God that we have our brother with us, King General. We're going to hear two. We're going to start it off with two great songs by him. I'm telling you, it's awesome. We're going to hear Make a Way, and then we're going to hear It's King General. And right after that, the next voice you will hear again is King General coming back to you with something else we're going to talk about, and then we're going to go right back into his music. So we'll be right back in a few minutes.
In the dark, thinking thoughts, it's the beat of ride. I can smile, but I'm hurting on the inside. Still soldier, feel like the world on my shoulders. Try my hardest to keep my heart from getting colder. Going crazy, that's how the tribulation made me. Still, I'm hearing gunshots in my head daily. It's no love for the cops for harassment. And one time for the block that's in caskets. And two times for the block to be doing time. And three times for the block that's still on the grind. Now, am I wrong for the songs that I sing? Is it a sin to keep my mind on my grain? I do it for the ghetto kids who got dreams, and the struggle never ends. When you ain't got a thing, when you ain't got a role model or a father figure, and you don't trust nothing but your finger on trigger. You can't judge a life you ain't lived. You can't raise up a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block prayer, hoping God make a way about it. You can't judge a life you ain't lived. You can't raise up a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block prayer, hoping God make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way, Lord, make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way, Lord. Time's hard, so homie, hustle to the max. I've been in jail plenty times, I ain't going back. Ain't looking down on the hood like we ain't people, like we less than them, and we ain't equal. Like we ain't God kids and he don't love us. They won't even give us work cause they don't trust us. Time to put the guns down, pick the Bibles up. Let's show the world that it ain't nobody wise, it's us and God. We trust to make a way out. It's hard to get out, but even more hard to stay out. So before you learn to judge me, learn to love me, cause my only judge is the one above. You can't judge a life you ain't lived. You can't raise up a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block prayer, hoping God make a way about it. You can't judge a life you ain't lived. You can't raise up a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block prayer, hoping God make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way, Lord, make a way, make a way.
Time for us to urge people to be considered equal. Let's put away the drugs, guns, and the violence, and never again be silent. So much discrimination against this generation. The element is love, let's take it into consideration. Let's free our minds from the traps that have been set, bound by pain, so the healing we reject. No more slaves to men, but unto our own flesh. So as we take a knee and pray, let's hope that God make a way.
Can't judge a life you ain't lived. You can't raise up a life you ain't
off a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block praying, hoping God make a way about it. You can't judge a life you ain't live. You can't raise up a life you ain't give. You can't talk about it if you don't know about it. On the block praying, hoping God make a way, make a way, make a way. Take away, Lord, take away, take away, take away, take away, Lord, take away, take away, take away, Lord, take away, take away, take away, take away, Lord.
We thank God for those great songs right there. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about tonight, what's going on. We're going to click back on our brother right now. I'm telling you, great songs. Y'all ought to check out the video. The video is even better. I'm telling you, it's even nicer. So we just thank God. We're bringing him back on right now. All right, are you there with us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right, I'm telling you, that's great. I really enjoyed that Make a Way. I mean, it's really an awesome message. Now, what I want to talk about, we want to go to Home in the Cloud and No One Knows. Can you talk about those two?
Home in the Cloud is basically a song about, you know, a song really basically talked about my desire to you know, be in heaven with the Lord. My desire. Hold on 1 second. Wait. Okay. Hello?
Okay, yes.
Okay, I had an incoming call. My bad. Yeah,
okay.
My desire is talking about my desire to be with the Lord and be in the presence of the Lord, to be home in the clouds with Him. No One Knows is basically a song that's talking to the Lord about how nobody knows, you know, what I go through. Nobody knows what I deal with but Him. You know, nobody knows how it feels, you know, my feelings or my emotions. Nobody knows how it feels to, you know what I'm saying, to want to please God every day of your life, which was the main message in the song, and the main reason why I wrote the song was nobody knows how every day I want to live right, but I find myself slipping. You know what I'm saying? All they see is just a man who might fall into sin. They don't see, you know, my desire, you know, to live for Him. They don't see my heart, my passion for Him. They don't see that. They only see my mistakes. You know what I'm saying? They only see, you know, what they see, but they don't really know like He knows. So that's a quick rundown on both of those songs.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Before we play those songs, it may be someone, because we have a lot of listeners that are listening all over the world. You know, what word could you give someone that's down and out right now? It might be somebody that's going through saying, you know what, my back is up against the wall and I just don't know how I'm going to just make it through tonight. What would you say to them?
I mean, trust in the love of God. Trust in His plan for you. You know what I'm saying? And most definitely, if you've given your life to the Lord, if you've given your life to God, if you belong to Him, you know, don't let any situation, any person, anything come in between, you know, your relationship with God. And not only that, but know who your God is. You know what I'm saying? Know that He has everything in His hands. He know what you're dealing with before you start dealing with it. He know what you're going to go through. He know how you're going to come out of it. Sometimes we're in the midst of our situations and we don't see a way out. You know what I'm saying? But that's where we have to trust God and trust Him and trust who He is, because even though we don't see a way out, He not only sees a way out, but He also has already saw the way out. He's already brought you out of it. In His mind, you already out of the situation. You know, because God looks to the future things. God sees you coming out of that situation. He sees, you know, you getting that job, or, you know, you feed your family, you paying those bills. He sees that already. You know, He sees the way out. But we don't. You know, that's where we have to continue to trust Him. We have to continue to pray before Him and pray to Him and continue to obey Him in all things, because not only do He see the way out, not only do He have a way out, but He's the one who leads us to go through what we go through. And I know that may sound kind of strange or sound kind of confusing to some people, or it might sound even incorrect to some. The Lord was led in the wilderness to be tempted by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights. Scripture says that the Spirit led Him there to be tempted by Satan. Sometimes God leads us. The Scripture also says, where in the book of Psalms, where He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." But it also talks about how He leads. He, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death; I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, not only is God leading us in the valley and through the valley, but He led us to the valley. He's leading us, but it's for our own good. It's not for us to just go through and deal with things. No, it's for our own good. It's so that we can learn how to trust Him and depend on Him and obey Him through the things that we suffer. So, you know, my word would be to anybody who's going through, anybody who's in that valley, anybody who's led into the wilderness right now and challenged with many, many temptations, my word would be to continue to obey and trust God, who knows how He's going to bring you out, who knows the way out. Even if we don't see it, He sees it. And if we believe Him, if we love Him, if we trust Him, we trust that He has a plan for us, and we leave it in His hands, trust in Him, and just let Him bring us out of whatever situation we're going through, and let Him show us the way out, because He will show it. You know, He will show us the way out. He will do it. So my word would be just continue to obey God and continue to trust God, no matter what you're going through, you know, because we have to know who our God is. Like I say, not only is he leading us through the valley, but he led us to the valley, and he's going to lead us out. That's what his rod and his staff is for. And that's why it comforts us, even in the midst of the valley of shadow and of death, through the valleys of the shadow of death. Even in the midst of those valleys, you know, we find comfort knowing that he's leading us. He led us to it. He's leading us through it, and he will lead us out. So, most definitely.
That's right. That is right. Well, we're going to put you on hold again, brother, so we can play Home in the Cloud. And also, we're going to go to No One Knows. And right after that, we're going to click you back on, all right?
All right, most definitely. I'm here.
All right, y'all. So I'm telling you, this is great. I am really being blessed by the man of God tonight. Everything that he is saying, I'm telling you, is just awesome. And I pray that those of you, a lot of you are leaving me messages saying that, you know, you are encouraging how you are being blessed. And we thank the Lord for that. So right now we're going to go over to these great songs, Home in the Cloud, and then No One Knows, and we're going to be right back.
Lord, I heard you promising, man, that I'll be home with you soon. But if that's where I need to be, if that's where home is, then I want to go now.
If eternity is home in a cloud, then right now I want you to take me where forever gon' be. I need you to take me where forever gon' be. If eternity is home in a cloud,
wondering and guessing how it is to live in your presence, how it is in heaven. Yeah, the blessing of all blessings. Can't wait for that resurrection, the day when the Lord come, where we all will be perfected in the name of your Son, Jesus. The true way to this life, I'm stressing, I don't know how much more I can take of this life. Lost my little brother, wiped the tears from my mother's face. My other little brother got 10 years for another case. My baby brother just got shot and locked up with manslaughter. I don't know how long he gonna be gone away from his daughter. Heavenly Father, please help us all as we pass through. Nothing else to do but call on you. I give it all to have my fam back. I wanna be where Uncle Ronnie and Grandma Riri at, and I take nothing back. See, your spirit is something I can't ignore, and I'm ready to give you glory forevermore. And that's for sure, you shall overcome if your heart is pure. I'm hoping I'm clean enough, cause just praying won't be enough. I already ain't got a lot, but just giving won't be enough. Lord of heaven is home, then take me up, up in the cloud.
If eternity is home in a cloud, then right now I want you to take me where forever gon' be. I need you to take me where forever gon' be, gon' be. Lord, if eternity is home in a cloud,
the pressure, the world getting colder, and though it's almost over, I still stand soldier. Lord, why they hate the blacks and the Jews? Put in God, we trust on a dollar, but took your name out of schools. I pray fools to see the truth and learn wisdom. Say you ain't did nothing for them, totally ignore the life that you give them. Heavenly Father, forgive them, they don't know what they doing. Just show a sign, give them time, cause they don't know that they ruined. Even if you bless me with a way to call them all, they'll be willing to believe, but not willing to receive. So after I sing, I wash my hands and I'm clean, with no regret in my soul. Just wish to behold the King. Went from selling dope to fiends to selling my hopes and dreams. That seems to be the only thing I want to achieve. Schemes for my enemies, but they ain't breaking me down. Lord of heaven is home, then take me now, home in the cloud.
If eternity is home in a cloud, then right now I want you. Then right now, I want you to take me where forever gon' be, gon' be. If
cloud. And right now, I want you to take me where forever gon' be. I need you to take me where forever gon' be, gon' be.
Everybody so concerned with Young 101. Everybody got something to say about Samuel Leray. Lord, they think they know my pain. They think they know my struggle. They think they know me. But no one knows but you.
No one knows the pain that's in my heart. No one knows how I feel. No one knows the struggle that's in my life every day that I live. No one knows, no one knows
but you.
No one knows, no one knows
but you.
No one knows, no one knows
but you.
No one knows, nobody knows. All they see is a man who might fall into sin.
And
they don't understand how I feel within. When I try to do right and can't get rid of wrong. When I feel like I'm weak and I wanna be strong. But I know no one's forgiving me. And who gon' deliver me? And who I put my trust in? And the one who live in this though. To you who judging, you better watch who you talking about. Cause one thing I know for sure, you don't know what you talking about.
Oh, no.
I done been through the storms and I used to the rain. I done been through so much, I done got used to the pain.
You
know nothing about me and you don't know my relationship. And what I done been through and why I put all my faith in this. So work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And get up on my face cause you don't know what I'm dealing with. Don't judge a book by its cover and don't know how the story goes. Cause what's in my heart, only the Lord knows.
Woo!
No one knows the pain that's in my
nobody
heart. No one knows how I feel.
No one knows but you.
No one knows the struggle that's in my life every day that I live.
No one knows but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows. They keep their mind on
they
me,
mind.
Slander and gossip about me. That's why I trust nobody
trust
and watch
none.
Who I got around
uh-huh.
me. They say they my friend, but plotting scheme on me. So I'm by myself right now and I ain't got no homies. I'm so solitary, I ride
dolo,
solo,
man
up. Young 101, now you know just what it is and what it be like. I shine so hard, I make the blind start to see light. That's the glory of the Christ that then rose on me. Kill me, I promise to rise like he rose, homie. That's for sure, homie. Try me if you're bad as
try
rough. I'm tired of the hate and I'm fed up. Not mad enough. No weapon formed to prosper. And that's just how it is. And every tongue that cries in judgment,
I
will condemn. So if you said
it talking,
keep your mouth closed. Cause what's in my heart,
in my
only
heart.
The Lord knows.
Lord.
No one knows the pain that's in my heart. No one knows how I feel.
No one knows but you.
No one knows the struggle that's in my life every day that I live.
No one knows but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
No one knows. No one knows
but you.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, I am really being blessed. I am really being blessed. And I'm telling you, we just want to give a shout out right now to the Youth Gospel Rap Group. We want to give a shout out, got to give a shout out to the Youth Gospel Rap Group, to all of the artists that make up the Youth Gospel Rap Group, and also our brother who is the CEO of it. We thank God for DJ Fellowaves. We thank God. And so right now we're going to go back over to our brother here, King General.
Yes, man.
All right, we're back, yes. Now, we got another song that I want you to talk a little bit about, All About Survival. What is that song about?
Well, that song, now that song, I'm not going to lie, that song is more it's for those in the street. But basically, it's not. I wouldn't even say it's for those in the street. Let me explain it, because I don't want people to think I'm making music for people. Second, it's not second. What it is it's talking about basically
where I came from, but where I'm at now. I'm not looking back to where I came from or looking back at what I came from, but where I'm now, and I'm focused on, you know, where the Lord's taking me down. Even though I go back to that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, in the song, and the lyrics are going back to, you know, that old way of thinking, that old way of living, but that's not where I am. You know, that's where I came from, but this is where I'm at. So that's what all about surviving. It's just talking about basically, you know, how I survived, you know, the street life to where I'm not living that life no more. You know what I'm saying? I made it. You know what I'm saying? I look at that life survivor. I look at anybody who just came from, you know, they either tell us there's two ways out the street. That's in the casket and jail. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they never taught us that one of the ways out of the street, you know what I'm saying, and out of their life is the Lord Yahshua. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad to say that, you know, I'm not in jail, neither am I dead. You know what I'm saying? But I'm out there. You know, and you know, that's what all about survival. So, yeah.
Okay, and then also you have a song called America's Most Hated. What is that about?
Oh, Lord, no. Say America's Most Hated. Lord, no, you did not pick America's Most Hated. Lord, no. I'm not even going to say nothing about America's Most Hated. I can't even say nothing about America's Most Hated. People just going to have to listen to it and just, no, let me stop. Lord, I did just call me off guard. You say we had one more song all about survival. I'm thinking that was going to be the closeout song. I'm thinking,
No, what's going to be the closeout song is America's Most Hated. Is going to be, no, all about survival we're going to play, but America Most Hated, we're going to play that going off. But the thing is, before we do that, after we play All About Survival, right, I wanted for you to come back and have the last words, and then after that, we're going to go off with America Most Hated. So I said, well, since I'm asking you about All About Survival, what that is, we might as well just ask now, what is America Most Hated? Because that's what we're going off.
Oh, Lord. No. I don't even want to talk about America's Most Hated. No. No, Lord. No, she didn't pick that song. Okay. I'm just going to let those who listen in America, I'm just going to let America figure that out. I'm going to let
I think you said, say, we just going to ride that on out, huh?
We just going to ride that on out and let them see. Let them see what, I mean, I'm pretty sure people are going to feel it, but let them go ahead and you know, and listen to it here and check it out, man. And we see what America got to say.
Well, you know what? You know what we're going to do then? Since you said that, why don't we play America Most Hated right now, and then we're going to come to you for the last remarks, and we'll end it off with All About Survival.
Whichever one.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I think we need to play America Most Hated right now. And then right after America Most Hated is done, then I will come back to you, man of God, and you can just, you know, put on the finishing touches of what you want to say, give your shout outs, and let people know where they can get your music and contact you at. And then we're going to end it off with All About Survival. So I think we'll do that. Okay? So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to play America's Most Hated, and we'll be right back. All right, y'all. He said he wants y'all to do the judge yourself. So here we go, America. America Most Hated, and we'll be right back.
Somehow I'm America's Most Hated. Somehow I'm America's Most Hated. On a real note, I really lost. Got my own everything. I'm really boss. Haters hating on me. They say they tired of me. They say I'm making too much and they tired of me. But I'ma keep doing me. No, I ain't stopping. City St. Louis. Project Cox. For the home team. You know I stay rapping. I don't dance. But I stay two-step. And they say I'm washed up. But I'm still dirty. I ain't about the game. I'm so for real dirty. I sit above all. So I don't understand. How these suckers run their mouth about another man. Keep their mind on me. Thought processing.
of mine on my grind. Pocket state progress. And they say I changed up, but I'm the same OG. My level high as heaven, but then no, I stay low key.
You don't really know me like you say.
Don't really know me,
you're just a hater doing what haters do.
You just hating, homie.
I know
you
hate.
Really know me,
a hater.
I know you hate me,
'cause you're a hater.
I know you hate me,
'cause you're a hater.
Somehow I'm America's most hated. Haters say they talk, say they can't stand me. Some used to be my friends and some family. It's a shame how kids just turn into me. People I don't know talking about killing me. Now somehow I'm America's most hated. Won't be fair. Friend that I don't make, it won't be in jail. In a turtle suit, naked in the halfway house, man going crazy. They give me dirty look and talk sideways, but they ain't saying nothing when they in my face. If you ain't liking what I'm talking, you ain't got a list. And my name, homie, you ain't even got a miss. My reign, that's a whole nother demons. And they mad that they broke, can't even pay attention. Man up, one-on-one, I'm self-made. I'm my own boss, I get myself paid.
You don't really know me like you say that you do.
You don't really know me,
you're just a hater doing what haters do.
You just hating, homie,
you
I know
don't
hate
really
me.
Know me,
a hater.
I know you hate me,
'cause
you're
a hater. Somehow I'm America's most hated.
You don't really know me like you say it's true.
You don't really know me,
you're just a hater doing what haters do.
You just hating, homie.
You
I know
don't
you hate me,
really know me,
a hater.
I know you hate me,
'cause
you're a hater.
All right. I tell you, DJ Featherweight said it's nice. He like it. I know that's right. He said the song is good, brother. So we know someone in Amsterdam is loving it. Oh my God! Yes, we are back, and I'm telling you, great song, bro.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That song, I ain't even gonna lie, man. All right, I'm gonna say something about the song. Okay,
Okay.
And I'm just gonna say this, and just leave it at that. Was a song for the haters. Really, it was. It was for the haters. I ain't gonna lie. It ain't no secret. I'm just gonna say it. It was a song straight up for the haters. It was a song straight up for the haters. Seriously. This is the thing about me. I gotta have a song for my haters. It's just something in me. Every album that I make, I gotta have a song for my haters.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I'm saying? And that song was a song specifically for my haters. I don't mean to sound arrogant, I don't mean to sound cocky or nothing like that. But
no, I know what you're saying.
I was a little arrogant and cocky when I came with that song, because I think I was going through some things where people was hating on it, and I had to look up to heaven and be like, evidently I'm doing my job, Father, and I got all these haters. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and do this real fast. And I wrote America's Most Hated, and that's pretty much where that came from. But my next song, I do got another hater song. And it's called For Your Love. That's gonna be on the revived album soon, but I ain't gonna get into that. That's soon to come, most definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, we really was blessed. We were really, really blessed by your testimony and by your great music, brother. Out there right now, before we go into the contact. What would you say to those that are saying, I'm still banging, I'm still selling dope, I don't want to do this, but I don't know a way out? What would you say to those that's listening in?
I would say it's time to come back to your making, your creator. It's time to come back to your heavenly Father. That's the only thing that I can say, man. Like I say, you know, it's three ways out the street. It's jail, it's death, or it's God, it's Christ. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You feel me? It's either dead, jail, or God.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, one out of those three is a win-win situation. Two out of those three is a lose-lose situation. So, you know, my thing would be most definitely, man, like if you're in the streets, you're looking to get out. And I might sound, like I'm, playing or whatnot, but it's, it's a serious, serious situation. Most definitely, I'm serious right now. You know what I'm saying? But I most definitely want to try God, man. It's time to come back to your Father, man. Time to come back home. Time to come back to your Heavenly Father, man. Like, it's time, like, we see what's happening. We're seeing the news. We're seeing it's getting crazier and crazier every day, every second, man. It's about time to make that conscious decision, man, to live for God, or take that route to where, it's going to either be death or jail. It's only three ways out. So my words to you would be basically a choice. I would basically just come to you to give you that choice, man. If you're listening and that's where you're coming from, then just give you the choice, man. Life or death, man. God is life. We know the only way out is death and jail when it comes to the streets. So my thing would be, man, choose life. It's time to come back home. So that's what I got to say. Most definitely.
Amen. Amen. And it don't get, I'm telling you, that's just it right there. Plain and simple.
That's it. I mean, I don't want to sound all preaching, try to preach a sermon. I mean, it's real. One thing about the streets, you living in the streets, you're going to learn how to keep it real. You got to be real. Give it to them straight
that's
wrong.
True.
And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. So.
That's right. That is right. Well, you know what, man of God, I want you to give your, before we go off here, I want you to give your contacts, is there a number they can call you for bookings or you have an email or where can they get your music? Can you just give all that information?
Well, just so I won't have no crazy phone calls, text messages, because I have had that in the past. Stop laughing at me, woman of God. Stop. Text messages and calling. Yo, I'm just saying. Come on, man. Stop with that woman of God. All right. KingGeneral.com is the website. www.KingGeneral.com. That's KingGeneral.com. Most definitely, I can be reached. You can join my mailing list, or you can just email me straight up from my website, or you can email Salute King General. That's SALUTE, King General, KingGeneral@gmail.com. So you can connect with me through my website, KingGeneral.com, or you can connect with me straight through my email, SaluteKingGeneral@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. You can find me up on Twitter, too, Twitter.com/ SaluteKG, SalutekG, and I'm right there. Or you can find me on Facebook. Look me up, Man Up Army. It's facebook.com/ Man Up Army, MANUPARMY. So that's Man Up Army on Facebook. Salute KG on Twitter. You can instant message me. I'm always, answering my messages. I'm always answering emails. So I'm always easy to get to. Again, I ain't giving my phone number unless you hit me up and you're serious about working in ministry or business. And most definitely, but I ain't going to be straightening my number over the airways. That's just not going down.
And you know what? He forgot to also give y'all the information that after Sunday, he's going to be having, it's going to be called the Angel, the King General, making cakes a lot. That's what that's going to be called.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't. Man, Lord, no, you didn't. I do believe New England finna kill them, But Seattle gonna make it a hard time though. New England got it, but it ain't gonna
whatever
win. Seattle gonna come hard, but they not finna win. We gonna see. And I'm gonna come
yeah,
out
whatever,
of that.
Yeah, whatever. I am gonna see.
You
I'm gonna see
on
that
no,
chocolate
you,
cake
no.
and them chicken
no,
wings
gonna
that
velvet.
You gonna have going on.
I'ma see my red velvet. I'ma see my red velvet. Now, I don't think you can make sushi, so I ain't even gonna ask for no sushi for dinner because I don't know you. I don't think you can make sushi. But
no, I ain't into no sushi,
okay.
But I can make some good zucchini.
Okay,
and
well,
I'll
try the zucchini. I'll try the zucchini. And
but
I'm going to come back on the show. And I'm going to come back on the show. That following what you come back on Tuesday, I'm going to come right back
yeah,
on the show.
Call,
and I'm
yeah.
going to let everybody know that you owe me my red velvet cake. As a matter of fact, y'all mark it down in your calendar. If y'all want the red velvet cake and you in Michigan and you want the red velvet cake, I'm on Sunday when the Super Bowl time, we going to have red velvet cake after the Super Bowl. I want everybody to know that. Angel on Deck is going to be making King General red velvet cake after the Super Bowl because Seattle ain't going to And if anybody in Detroit, if you're in Michigan or in the close by cities and you want the red velvet cake, then hit up Angel on Deck after the Super Bowl because we're going to have it. So red velvet cake.
All right. Well, you know what? That's good that you said that because it's going to be very awesome when they do hear you call back in and you're going to talk about how your back was hurting and because you stood up in that kitchen. Trying to make me a three-layer chocolate fudge cake. And not only that, y'all, I told him I want some Southern Fried Chicken, not from the stove, Southern Fried Chicken with some rice and gravy and a thicket
long
saying, come to Florida for your dinner. Yeah. So.
You know what? I'm going to make it even better. Whoever follows me on Facebook, if you're my friend on Facebook, I need you to stay. It's going to be a Facebook war on Super Bowl day because I'm calling Angel out. I'm calling Angel on deck. I'm calling her out. I'm going to be all on Twitter tweeting it. I'm going to be on Facebook. And I'm going to be tagging her in every post, letting her know how bad her Seahawks is going to be losing at the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
and I'm going to say it like this. This last song, All About Survival. This is what it's about. Because at the Super Bowl, Seattle ain't going to be surviving at the Super Bowl. That's just, period. Seattle is not going to survive at Super Bowl. All about survival, it's going down. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Man, I'm going to be the one talking about America most hated when we were. I'm going to be. You know what, King General, we got people laughing around the world. I got mad messages coming up like, oh, my God, Jah is fooling over there. But you know what I love about this? Everybody knows that my shows are very laughable at times because I don't believe in a dead show. I believe in laughing and having fun. It ain't just about just playing the music and ministering the word of God, but we also have laughter, you know, on here, and it's good for the soul. It really is, and I'm telling you, I needed that laugh myself. But
you know what else? You know what else good for the soul?
What?
Red velvet cake. I can't wait to taste that red velvet cake, man. Red velvet cake is good for the soul.
Yeah. Well, like I said, chocolate cake is good for the soul, and that them chicken wings that you're gonna be frying. Make sure I have a big bottle of Frank's. A hot sauce, a Louisiana hot sauce.
And what I tell you I wanted for dinner, I say I wasn't going to ask for no steak because I like my steak medium rare, and that ain't putting you to work because I want to put you to work.
But after that, you didn't say anything else about dinner. You said, I'll just be happy with that cake. So we can't change it up now. Too late for the dinner.
But if you want the dinner, I can't pick you up a two-piece. No, the deal was a cake and dinner. That was the deal. The cake and the dinner. That's
okay,
the deal.
I'll tell you what. You didn't specify that, so we're going to have a box of Hungry Man. A Hungry Man dinner.
Wow.
They got them on sale.
Play the song, and they're going to find out on Sunday what's going down. Just play the song. And I love y'all. thanks for having me, baby. Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Angel on Day. Thanks for having me, and I love y'all for listening, man. Thank you.
Yes, well, we love you, too, and God bless you, brother. It was an honor having you back on, and we look forward to having you back on and not just talk about music, but also to minister,
talk
you
about
know,
that
pray with the people
cake.
Of God.
Talk about that
huh?
Red Velvet Cake, too. We're going to talk about that Red Velvet Cake, too.
Yeah. All right, man of God. Well, we're going to go ahead and end this off, y'all, with All About Survival. And once again, King General, God bless you. And also know that when we're done with this program, that you can reshare the links and you can also download it.
Most definitely.
All right, then. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too, Ian.
All right. Okay, y'all, we finna go off with a song called All About Survival. God bless you all. We love you so much. We ask that you will tune in on Thursday evening. We will be back with another great man of God. We thank God for Danny Froese there in Chicago. He will be calling and sharing his testimony as well, life out there in the streets. And also we will be hearing some music by him as well and talking about his upcoming video called Deadbeat. All right? So in saying that, just know that God loves you and that the angel on deck loves you too. Ending us off once again is King General, All About Survival. Have a blessed night.
Yo, 101, man up, army, NC.
It's all about survival.
I'ma tell you about this life in the gutter.
It's all
about
survival. One thing about this life, it's all about survival. I was raised in the gutter. Glory, hallelujah. But I ain't looking back. I'm too focused on my future. One thing about this life, it's all about survival. One thing about this life, it's all about survival. I was raised in the gutter. Glory, hallelujah. But I ain't looking back. I'm too focused on my future. One thing about this life, it's all about survival. One thing about this life,
it's all about survival.
I was raised in the decks with the roaches and the rest. Where you were the wrong colors and them boys will leave you wet. Step up on the set on me if you ain't from around here. Them things start popping, you gon' wish you wasn't around here. These boys super stressed and they never get no sleep. Cuz they been grinding all night, he been posted all week. Hey, these boys real gorillas, they bang with the police and they'll end your song quick. If you sing to the police, this the way that we was brought up, so it's really all we know. My mama in the house praying we be out here getting dope. Party on the 8th floor, I know, look at the balcony. They popping bottles, blowing dope. We do this third Saturday. Woo! And we don't know no better, so ain't nothing that you can tell us. And homie, you don't want no problem, cause I promise we'll solve them. Live this life just like a pro. Play the game just how G's do. Don't wanna try our women, cause these ladies be too cheap. I was raised in the gutter. Glory, hallelujah. But I ain't looking back. I'm too focused on my future. One thing about this life, it's all about survival.
It's survival
of the fittest.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Silly.
Yeah.
Free my brothers, Whopper Pizza, Travis and Willie.
Yeah.
Too many of us dead and locked up behind them walls.
Sure.
Some coming home soon and some ain't coming back at all. Father, please make a way, cause we losing too many folks. Trying to get rich for the fam, cause too many of us broke. I ain't got kids, but I got nephews and nieces that I ain't seen yet. Hope my daddy forgive what I said, cause I ain't mean that. I was young and mad cause he wasn't there when I needed him. But now I'm grown on my own and I don't be needing them. Thank God for the hood, cause it made me what I am. And I thank mama for her prayers. I know the Lord got a plan. And I was raised in the gutter, toasted bread and butter. Roaches, rats, toting gas, jacket for the stack. Now I'm on another level, no more dancing with the devil. It's all about survival and I am a survivor. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Now if you a
of survival. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Now if you a survivor, put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Now if you a survivor, put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands.